This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. An issue that has been one for quite a while, I understand, here in the Upper Hunter, is access to vet services after hours. Well, the good news is that's now not an issue. To find out more about it, Dr. Denny Muscat from the Pet Medical Facility, which I've got to say, in declaring all these sort of things, Dexter the human dog went there for his first grooming session after arriving here in the Hunter Valley on Monday, and he's a lot happier. Dr. Denny, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Fantastic. I'm glad he's part of the Pet Medical family. That's lovely.
Yeah, I'd left his toenails a bit too long, so I got in trouble for that, but he's really happy now. So.
Good, bit of a mani-pedi, and he's a happy boy.
Yeah, so having a pet, obviously when they're unwell, it's not a comfortable time for us, you know, with such love for our pets. But for a long time in the Upper Hunter, if you wanted to see someone after hours, did that mean a long drive somewhere else?
It means that I suppose a lot of 24-hour hospitals, emergency-based hospitals, are a bit of a drive away. Closest would be sort of Newcastle, Tuggerah area for those 24-hour services. And we certainly have had an emergency service with Pet Medical for a long time for after hours. And now it's a bit more sustainable, which is fantastic.
So tell us, what's the arrangement? And I believe it's not just Pet Medical, but there's another practice involved as well.
Yeah, so it's Pet Medical and Seder Vets, and we sort of combined our emergency after-hours service. So it just means that we've got an extra vet on the roster in terms of the nights to cover and the weekends to cover, which means that our very busy vets and our nurses get a little bit of a break, and it just makes it a bit more sustainable for everyone, which is a very exciting development.
So is it a basically an on-call basis, or is it someone sitting waiting for people to come in?
No, it's an on-call. It's still an emergency service. So we still run our clinics. Both the clinics would run their normal hours, business hours in the day and during the week. And then obviously when those clinics are not available, once the front door is shut, the emergency service then ticks over. If you ring the clinic numbers, either of the clinics, you'll get put through to our emergency after-hours service, which is generally run by one of our senior nurses, who is a lovely, friendly voice at the end of the phone when you're in an emergency situation, and they can direct you to which clinic and which vet is on call and who is able to help you.
I think you forgot one word there, reassuring voice as well.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
So people, human beings, they sometimes go to hospital emergency departments for a sore tooth and all those silly things. What's the threshold? What's an emergency and what's not an emergency, doctor?
Yeah, so I think, look, that's a really good question, and I think there's a lot of variability. I think, you know, some people have a bit of knowledge about pets and some people don't, and some pets are very good at putting on a bit of a show, have no pain tolerance, and they're a bit more dramatic than others, and we would know that about our own pets sort of being at home. So I think that's where our triage system in terms of the person on the end of the phone can really be helpful. So they'll ask you a lot of questions, what your pet is doing, when have they started getting ill, and they can direct you to say, look, I think this is an emergency. We would like to see the pet tonight, or we can book you in tomorrow in the clinic, in either of the clinics, and you're able to see a vet at that stage. So that reassurance and that voice of reason at the end of the phone is really helpful. And that essentially is our triage system, which would be the same as if you're a human sick and you go into the ER and they say, look, we're going to, you know, take your temperature and send you home, or we're going to get the doctor here straight away.
Now, this might sound like a silly question, and I don't intend it to be, but is there, I suppose, a cutoff on what type of animals you take in the after-hour service, or basically if it breathes, then you can basically utilize this service after hours?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I suppose we are a small animal-based clinic, so cats and dogs would be our number one. We certainly do see exotic animals, things like rabbits and, you know, small furries and birds, that sort of thing. We're certainly not specialists for exotic animals, and there isn't really anyone in the Upper Hunter that does that service, but we do see lots in our clinic hours as well. So at least you can have a chat to someone and hopefully get some advice over the phone, which is always very reassuring.
Yep. Now, I notice that you guys have clinics at a few locations through the Upper Hunter. Are we talking about just through one of those locations, or is it all through three, depending on what the situation is and what the emergency is?
Yeah, that's a good question. So obviously, Cedar Vets has clinic in Scone and in Muswellbrook, and Pet Medical have clinics in Scone, Muswellbrook and Denman. We base the after-hours emergency service. We try to get the patients to go to the vet that is closest, so their clinic is closest. And the reason for that is obviously travel-wise is helpful for us, but if we have to admit the patient and they stay in hospital with us, it means that if we're checking them in the night, we're really close by. It means that it's a shorter drive for us to get up back and forth in the night and check them. And it just makes it a bit safer, and it's a bit of peace of mind for the owner. So sometimes if you're a Muswellbrook client and our Scone vet is on call, you drive up to our Scone clinic, and vice versa. If the Muswellbrook vet is on call, you drive down to Muswellbrook. So still, obviously, in terms of driving, it's a much shorter distance than having to hop in the car and drive all the way to Newcastle.
And a final question, this is just a natural curiosity thing. What's the strangest pet or animal you've ever had to treat, Doctor?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I did have someone on a weekend bring in what was described on the phone as a small lizard that they found on the side of the road, and it was a 4-foot-long goanna that had been hit by a car. So I would say that one is probably in my top five.
Wow. Wonders never cease, do they?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's been really informative and really helpful for all the pet lovers, including yours truly, here in the Upper Hunter, that you can utilise that. And so just to reaffirm, if you ring the normal number after hours, that will transfer you, so you don't need special numbers or anything like that.
That's correct, yeah. You ring either of the clinics that you use, SADA or Pet Medical, and you'll be directed to our emergency after-hours service.
Dr. Denny Muscat from Pet Medical, thank you very much for your time.
Very, very nice to talk to you today. Pleasure.